For the last couple of months, you've probably been noticing strange appearances by 8-foot-tall wooden Napoleonic soldiers. I just saw a platoon of them in a bank. Dance scholar Jennifer Fisher wrote a book about the incredible nutcracker craze in America, and it turns out to be a stranger story than you might think. She and some young students from Ballet Academy East tell us how a scary tale from a German Gothic author got sweetened and found its way into our hearts and minds.
Well, there are core elements that have to happen in a Nutcracker if it's at all traditional. A carved Nutcracker doll must be given to a girl named Clara, or sometimes Marie, at a Christmas party.
Okay, so Mary Putnam, they have a party, and people all over the world come, and she gets a Nutcracker, and she cracks nuts, and she gives it to everyone but her brother, and he breaks it. And
oh yeah,
I have an annoying brother.
I have a really annoying brother.
And that's when the tree begins to grow and everything, and she goes into her semi-dreamy world.
The doll must come to life at midnight in a fantasy scene.
And then her brother comes out as a Nutcracker. Then the mice come, and there's like a battle between the mice and the soldiers. And then a magical sleigh comes, and they get taken to Central Park, where there are all these snow skaters.
Different communities feel free to adapt it. They set it in their own hometown, so each one has its own atmosphere.
My favorite part is Sugar Plum Fairy, because she...
What?
She dances. Yeah.
And after that, the story really is that a lot of people perform dances for Clara. And then sometimes at the end of the ballet, she ends up waking up in her own bed. That's an innovation in North America, really, that reminds me of The Wizard of Oz, the fact that it's all been a dream. The Nutcracker was a commissioned ballet during the golden age of classical dancing in St. Petersburg at the end of the 19th century. And they had a huge ballet factory back then. They'd tell Tchaikovsky, give me 18 bars of music for this and give me 12 bars here. Petipa, the famous choreographer, he gets sick, so Ivanov, a Russian choreographer, takes over. They rehearse, they have the best dancers in the world, and that was 1892 when it first appeared in Russia.
I think that probably the Nutcracker was, in my opinion, the best ballet I've ever seen.
It got mixed reviews. They weren't all negative, but nobody really appreciated it for what it was. And like many immigrants, it just starts traveling throughout the world. The ballet ends up being done in bits and parts, and then suddenly someone in North America, in San Francisco, Willem Christensen, stages the whole ballet for the first time. And then 10 years later, in 1954, Balanchine, a Russian immigrant himself, takes over and makes his version of the Nutcracker.
Christmas goes with Nutcracker. If you don't have one, you can't really have the other.
He saw immediately that Americans loved Christmas, and he added a few touches, like a reindeer, tons of snow and a lot of family feeling to it. And in New York, he saw immediately that this could be part of the Christmas season. And it was opportunistic, but it was also a beautiful classical ballet. He could combine those two things. Gradually, people left the City Ballet in New York and traveled, or artistic directors and dancers would come to New York and see it. And it was on television in 1957 and 58. And I think it was in the right place at the right time.
I think my family reserves half the tickets in the theater.
My cousin, my babysitter, and some of my mom, my dad, my brother, and my grandparents.
So basically, everybody that we know is coming.
The Nutcracker's long been denigrated as a cash cow, a necessary evil. And I think the dance community puts down the Nutcracker at its peril because it needs to notice the very real work that the Nutcracker is doing. to make bridges between what is often perceived as a high art community. And they're always wondering, how do we get more people to pay attention to this very expensive elite art form? The Nutcracker does it every year.
Jennifer Fisher is the author of Nutcracker Nation, and Curtis Fox produced our story.